Have you ever lost a deal because you didn't establish your online credibility?
You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
My friends, this is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 491 here on the Flip Empire Show. And I started today's episode with that question because one of our Ascend members, somebody who I've just had the privilege of coaching for the last year or so, a gentleman by the name of Josh Bacon, who's an investor and wholesaler out of the Philadelphia market, sent me an audio message yesterday, in fact. And he was like, hey, Alex, man, just basically in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing here, like I met with a seller. And I'm not sure if he lost the deal or if he was able to recover and get the deal. I got to find out. I got to get some details on it. But I know that the deal was either lost or it's at risk because the seller brought to his attention that he didn't have any Google reviews. And so he was like, dude, what are your thoughts? What's the best way to get some Google reviews? And he kind of shared with me some things that he was considering. And he was on the right path. I said, well, man, I'm glad that you brought this to me because establishing your online credibility is extremely important. And so I want to leverage this story. And I asked him if I could share this with you guys here on the podcast. And he was more than cool about it. And I want to leverage this story because I don't want you to find yourself in the same position. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, effort, and energy, or even money to get legitimate online business reviews, online Google reviews. And I say legitimate because you don't want fake reviews. You want them to be sincere, genuine. You want them to be real. So whenever you operate in business, operate with integrity. And so that's what I would recommend. So, you know, he asked me, he's like, dude, what do I do? How do I get more online reviews? Again, I'm not 100% sure if he lost the deal, but I know the deal at the very minimum is at risk. And it seems like a really good deal. And I said, well, first thing you need to do is reach out to every single seller that you've ever worked with. Call them, send them a text message, create a quick 30-second video, text it to them, email, get in contact with previous sellers you've worked with, and just ask them, hey, listen, hope you're doing well. It's been a while since we connect, if that's the case. I hope you and the family are doing well. Listen, you're probably busy. I want to get right to the point here. It would be my honor and you'd be doing me a huge favor if you would be willing to send me a testimonial and or, depending on what you're looking for, submit an online Google review. Here's the key though, make it as easy as possible for people. Most people are willing to help you, but you have to remember that people are focused on their own lives. They got their own problems. They got their own thoughts and concerns and stresses and challenges and family life and business and work and all these different things that pull at us for our attention. Make it extremely easy for people to help you. So provide the link to the Google review. This is what I'm sharing with them. Provide the link to the Google review. Walk them through, if necessary, how to do that. Let them know, hey, listen, if you want, we can hop on a call. I can walk you through it. Whatever the case might be. Now, don't think that you can go ahead and submit a review on their behalf. I'm not sure how Google tracks this kind of stuff, whether it's IP or, you know, if it's based on the person's email. I don't think that you can just create a bunch of reviews on behalf of people. I don't think that's possible. Even if it was possible, I don't recommend it unless they obviously give you the green light. So I continued to share with him. I said, Josh, reach out to everybody you've worked with. Even if it was somebody you've worked with in a different capacity, maybe it wasn't your business. Maybe you were working for another company and you had the opportunity to work with a seller. You know, you still had a hand in that. And so ask sellers for testimonial. This could be a review or a testimonial based on your character, based on their interaction with you, their experience with you, how you helped them, how you solved the problem, whatever the case might be. So I said, first and foremost, start there. Okay. And then follow up with them because people oftentimes have the best intentions. However, they don't always follow through. That may be because they're not great at follow through, or that may be because they got busy. That can be maybe because they forgot. There's a plethora of reasons. They have every intention to want to do something and help you, but so feel free to like follow up with them. I think that's going to be important. I said, second thing you can do, I said, dude, you're part of one of the strongest communities here. Within Ascend, I said, go to our Ascend private Facebook group. And here's what I encourage you to do. Share this story, right? Ask people within us, within our community to post a review about you and your business on Google, provide the link and let them know that you're happy to reciprocate. And so that started just a firestorm of everybody being within minutes. Done, just gave you a review. Here's my link. A bunch of people started like just, so he was able to add, I don't know how many reviews in less than a 24-hour period when he didn't have any before. And that could potentially be the cause of him not getting the deal. Now, I did tell him, I said, dude, with regards to you posting in our Ascend Facebook group, I said, you haven't bought properties. Like, unless you've bought properties from a member, like there's been joint venture partnerships, there's been funding deals, you know, strategic alliances, and there's been a ton of deals that have happened within Ascend. But if you haven't bought a property from somebody where they've been a seller, then make sure that the post is either a review about you as a person, about your knowledge, about your experience, about your friendliness, about your character, your integrity. Make it more about you so that it's genuine, so that it's authentic. So it's not, you don't want, you know, your family member or a friend posting about how you bought their house if that never happened. That's just insincere. I just think that puts out bad vibes into the universe. And I think that kind of stuff tends to catch up with people. So just my two cents, take it for what it's worth. You do what you want. But what I'm hoping this story illustrates for you is the importance of your establishing your online credibility. That's extremely, extremely important. So look at your Google reviews. See if you have reviews on Bing. Believe it or not, some people are on Bing and might find you that way. You know, do you have testimonials added to your website? You know, just as a quick, I'll throw this in as just a little bit of bonus content to this episode. And let me kind of pivot for a second. When I look at people's websites, one of the first things I do, and not just me, but many people, if you look at heat maps of websites and you see where eyeballs and the traffic is going and where people are going to your page first, second, the Our Company or the About Us page, I think is the second page that's most frequently visited. This comes from my buddy Trevor Mock and all the great content that he puts out from Carrot. So make sure that you have taken the time to customize that page. Include pictures about yourself. Include pictures about your team, your business. What's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your passion? What's the story? You know, why did you get into this business? You know, who have you helped? What are you about? Include testimonials. If you can include a combination of written testimonials, audio testimonials, video testimonials, like build that page up. I see so many Carrot websites that have just the stock images of like a Warren Buffett quote or like an Oprah Winfrey quote. And they leave me cold. They leave me like thinking this person has no experience. This is just a stock website. And if I feel that way, chances are some maybe homeowners feel that way. So I'm going to wrap this episode in a bow by saying, are you asking yourself, are you focused on establishing your online credibility? Good news is here is I'm here to leave you with a very, very valuable resource as well. 100% free. If you guys go to alexlovescarrot.com, alexlovescarrot.com. In fact, if you happen to be watching this this video, let me see if I can throw that on the screen here. But head over to alexlovescarrot.com. So that is a 5-part video training series that I did with Trevor Mock, and it was Trevor teaching the majority of the content about anything and everything you can think of when it comes to online marketing, how to generate more leads to your website, how to convert, how to get more opt-ins, how to establish your online credibility, what to do with testimonials on the About Us page. I mean, it's a 5-part video training series. It's probably about an hour to an hour and a half worth of content, 100% content. Nothing's for sale. I think you're really going to like that. So actually, I just threw it up on the screen here, alexlovescarrot.com. You can just go ahead and put your name and email there, and you'll have instant access to the 5-part video training series. So my friend, that is all I got for you today. I really appreciate you. I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Have an amazing day. We'll talk soon. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you can benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.